You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, GH fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about how fierce John Jagger Cates is being where the Quartermain twins are concerned. He seems to have zero chill with Jason and with Drew, as we're about to see. And I have to say, I'm actually really enjoying him being a jerk. So I cannot wait to see what's next. Is Agent Cates going to take steps to make sure those twins are bunkmates behind bars? Let's talk about that and why in both cases, it comes right back to Carly Spencer, whose actions have put both of the brothers at risk. I'm not blaming her. It's their choice, but we're going to talk about that. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe, though. So, although almost no one in Port Charles knows this, of course, Jason Morgan's freedom hangs by a thread, and the man holding the scissors ready to snip that thread is Special Agent Cates. And the secret that Jason is keeping from almost everybody is that he's working as an undercover informant for the FBI because of Carly Spencer. Jason let a hint drop to Michael Corinthos, remember? He told him if he didn't work undercover for Jagger, something bad would happen that he just can't live with. And of course, that's Carly going to prison for RICO charges. If you don't know, those are criminal charges designed to prosecute organized crime. You remember while Sonny was playing Mike in Nixon Falls with Nina, Carly was running the Port Charles mob, and apparently she was in over her head and maybe not covering her tracks well enough. So, you know, Jason and Sonny were neck deep in the mob for decades, and they never really got caught. They avoided most every charge slung at them. Meanwhile, Carly's running the criminal enterprise for a few months, and then Jagger manages to gather enough evidence to basically toss her in prison as a lady mobster. So to me, it has to be the writer's absolute deliberate intention to mirror Jason and Drew's storylines where Carly is concerned. To me, that's what it looks like. Because Drew went to Pentonville on insider trading charges. He was caught up in a crime that Carly committed. I mean, she had good intentions to help her son and the man she loved, but it was blatantly illegal. Please don't tell me in the comments that she didn't know it was a crime. She knew. Anybody that has any money to invest knows what insider trading is. Anybody that watches the news knows what insider trading is. At her age, she knows what it is. She knows who Martha Stewart is. And just, you know, it's not a mystery that you're not supposed to be doing things like that. But anyway, good intentions nonetheless. And, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So Drew took the fall for her. And now we have his twin brother, Jason, risking his freedom in a very similar manner to keep Carly out of prison. That can't be accidental. You know, it looks like Patrick Mulcahy and Elizabeth Corte came in and decided to jump off Drew and Carly's insider trading plot with that prison punishment and do a mirror of it for Jason Morgan, which I think is very clever to take something, you know, that was already written and them to come in as the new writers and to recraft it this way. I've said before, I'm not a big fan of umbrella plots, but so far I'm not disappointed by this one. On Friday's GH episode, we have Jagger threatening Drew with prison, with going back to prison. And, you know, it's interesting because Drew Kane chews out John Cates on Friday, but I just wonder if he knows maybe he shouldn't be messing with the FBI guy because there's a big grudge. And if Jagger can't, you know, get to Sonny, punishing other people that are important to Sonny will hurt him, and he knows that. But now that Drew's out of prison and back to being a corporate tycoon, you know, maybe he thinks he's bulletproof. I doubt he is. I don't know if Cates could use his FBI influence to get new charges filed on Drew or to revoke probation or something. I can't recall if they mentioned if Drew's on parole or not, but clearly Jagger thinks he can slap him back into prison if he feels like it. And with Jason facing the same fate, can you even imagine? Do you know how horrible Carly would feel if Drew and Jason wound up doing brother bonding time behind bars because of crimes she committed? I mean, what a terrible feeling to know that two men you care about, two men you love, put themselves at risk of prison for you. So Drew's out of prison and he took himself out of Carly's way because he knew she was going to be all about Jason once he found out his twin was back from the dead. And I wonder if Jason Morgan and Drew Kane will get together to discuss how to handle these threats from Jagger Cates. When Jagger and Jason were in Anna's office, I mean, the agent did not hold back. He reminded Jason that he's the one that decided to take the deal to keep Carly out of prison. He made that choice of his own volition. Those are the exact words that Jagger used. And Jagger's attitude was pretty hardcore. He told Jason, "Don't lecture me on the consequences of being you." Basically, John Cates has zero sympathy because not only did Carly commit crimes while filling in for Sonny, but Jason's got a lengthy criminal record as well. So he's a cop. He's a glorified cop and he has no patience for criminals. So I'm very interested to see if we get a Q-twin summit where Drew sits down with Jason and they discuss their mutual tormentor, Special Agent John Jagger Cates. Will these two brothers work together to take down Jagger? I don't know if you remember, but Drew and Jason were actually working together to create some brotherly harmony before Drew went to Greece and was presumed, before Jason, I'm sorry. Actually, Drew and Jason were both in Greece, but Jason was presumed dead there, so they both went to Greece. But back before that happened, the guys were working together to build a treehouse for the kids on the Q estate property. But before that, they had been rivals in many aspects and they didn't get along. They rubbed each other the wrong way. So now they have a chance once again to work towards a common goal. And this common goal obviously is better than a treehouse because it's not about building something, but about tearing down the case that Jagger has against Carly and everything he's holding on Jason and Drew as well. I do think that the Quartermain twins could make a formidable team. Jason's got all those criminal skills and those mercenary skills, stuff like that. Drew is a former Navy SEAL. He's got some mad skills. He was an assassin at one point, thanks to, you know, Peter August and Victor Cassadine. And Drew's legit now with a powerful media organization that he could use to criticize John Cates publicly. So this could all be very, very interesting. They have in common, of course, that one went to prison to protect Carly and the other is taking huge risks to keep her out of prison. So now John Jagger Cates is a problem they both share. I really, really hope to see them working together to stop Jagger in his tracks and save Carly while they are at it. So we'll see how it goes. Let me know what you think. Drop comments, subscribe if you haven't already, and definitely come back soon because we are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.